All right, very good. You enjoyed that? Clap for them this morning. Yeah. Okay, if you didn't enjoy that, don't clap, all right? Good. All right, stand still. Everybody don't be moving. They just got in singing. Stand still. All right, sit still. How's that? You guys doing all right this morning?
Yes,
you guys look a little in the drear, kind of dull, quiet, not real happy. Okay. What's next for the next class? College has a final next. They look happy. Look at them. They're all smiling, man. You guys got a final next?
Yes.
So this service needs to go a long time.
Extra credit?
Oh, I don't know about that. Tell you what. All right. Well, good. Let's see here. So today's Tuesday.
Yes.
College graduation tomorrow. Thursday's homeschool school activity. Friday's last day of school. Sunday's graduation. Man, it'll have to come to an end. You guys excited? You guys got any big plans for the summertime? I mean, besides work and go to church and win people to Jesus Christ, have your devotions every morning, help around the house. I know, I mean, all those things. Anything else? Oh, go to camp. Yeah, camp's a good thing, too. All right. Good. All right. Vacation. How many's taking a vacation this year? Anybody taking a vacation? Where are you going? Florida. Are you going to Florida? Oh, wow. What part of Florida are you going to? Key West. Good. Good. You going to take your brother with you or leave him at home?
On the side of the street.
On the side of the street. Wow. I feel the love on that one. Good. Where are you going on vacation? Where?
Kansas City.
Good. That's a good place. Where are you going on vacation? Yeah, you're going to Florida too. Anybody else? Actually, we're leaving without him for Florida, truthfully. So, anyway, praise the Lord. All right, grab your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter number 12 this morning. Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. All right, let's read a verse and then we'll talk about it for a little bit. Hebrews 12, look at verse number 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation, Hebrews 12, 5. Ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Heavenly Father, would you bless your word this morning? Help us again have an understanding of the scriptures and again application. Help us to realize that you're a loving Father. Help us to, again, accept the correction you bring into our life. Lord, again, bless the young people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Young people, I want to talk to you for a little bit about, I call it the Father's chastening, as far as his correction. You know, your experience of correction is usually based upon what happens in your home. In other words, whatever kind of disciplinarian your mother and father are, that's what you have as an expectation of discipline. I find that kids who are not disciplined very much can go one of two ways. Either they're super scared of discipline or they have a really bad attitude toward discipline. Usually a person who has healthy discipline at home has a healthy reaction to discipline. All right, as far as discipline, I'm talking about discipline really at school. You know, when I was growing up, my father, he had a paddle. Now, his paddle was probably more like this paddle here. Just a little bit longer, about that long. And then he had imprinted on it the Board of Education applied to the seat of learning. That's what he had printed on his. And when we would come in, of course, you kind of know our history. We did not get demerits. There was no demerit system at our Christian school. If a person did wrong, the teacher wrote out, we called it a pink slip because it was on pink paper. It was called a report of misconduct. And it was about the size of a 3x5 card. And it would say who your name was, and she would have to write, or he would have to write what you did wrong. And then you would take that pink slip, and you would go to the principal's office. And then the principal would my dad was the principal. He would come in, and he would look at the slip, and he had those glasses on. And he would kind of bring his glasses down and look at you, and he'd put his glasses back up and look at the slip. And, you know, all those things to cause fear to come inside of you. Like, because he's the judgment and jury. I mean, he would say, okay, you're going to get spanked, or he'd say, okay, don't do that again more times. So, and then most of the time, back then, I don't know what it was. It was like if you got sent to the office, you got a spanking. It was not like, you know, okay, don't ever do that again. And we always got three swats. He said, okay, put your hands on the desk. And then a person would put their hands on the desk, and then he would spank. And in the church building, it would echo. So a person was getting spanked. Didn't matter where you were in the church, you could hear that swat on that person's rear end. I mean, you could just hear it. And whenever that happened, you were in class, all of a sudden it got really quiet. Because people were counting. One, two, three. And of course, sometimes if it was my brother and I, my dad didn't count very well. But anyway, he would spank us more. You know, the crazy thing is when dad spanked us as the principal at Christian school, when we got home, your dad, mom, and dad had to sign off that you got a spanking. He would spank us again. It was not fair at all. He's going to be judged by God for what he did to me. All right, I just know it. All right. But discipline was an interesting thing. Now, when we were at home, dad would discipline with a belt. For whatever reason, he didn't use a paddle, but at home. So at home, my dad would pull out his belt, and it was really, really long. You know, just sat there. It was like an eternity as he pulled it off of his belt loops. And then he would fold it in half, and then he would spank us with a belt. All right, and that's the way we grew up. Dad always spanked with a belt. And at home, he didn't know three. He didn't know the number three, I don't think at all. He would just spank, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever it might be. And then whenever he was done, you know, he'd look at us and says, "Now, what did you do wrong?" All right, now, there were a couple times when I was a teenager, I was not very smart. Because when a parent asked you, "What did you get that for?" the right answer is because I did wrong, okay? And usually you know what that answer is supposed to be. But there were a few times, it didn't bother me. He would spank me. He says, "What'd you get that spanking for?" And I would say, "Because you said I did wrong." He didn't like that very well. He'd say, "Okay, turn over. I'm going to spank you again." He'd spank me again. One time, my brother and I did something. I don't know what it was because I hardly did anything wrong. But my brother and I did something to him. And my dad spanked me with my brother standing there in the room. And then he said, "Now you tell your brother you're sorry." I was so mad. I looked over to my brother and I said, "You're sorry." He said, "Okay, put your hands on the bed again." So discipline at home was, it's like these people that get really uptight because they get yelled at. Those things never bothered us. Dad raised his voice, you know. But there are some kids, boy, you yell at them, they just kind of fold, you know. Like they start to get really nervous, start to shake, you know, start to cry. You know, dad would yell at us, "Okay, I'll get it done." I mean, it's just part of it. Now, some of you weren't raised that way, and that's between you. I mean, God knows what's best for you. You're kind of brittle and fragile, and God didn't want anything to happen to you, apparently. But that's not how I was raised. So when I came to Heritage and we started a Christian school, we did corporal punishment here because that's what we did at home. I thought that's how everybody did it, right? Now, we still do it. We don't do it as much anymore because we do the demerit system. Demerits kind of alleviate. Like, you get a demerit. In our old days, we would just get sent to the office, get spanked for it, and go on with life. It's not that way anymore, just again, because of a variety of things. But, you know, it doesn't change the fact that God hasn't changed. God hasn't changed when it's in this area of discipline. Now, I want to talk to you for just a few moments on this thought of discipline. I don't think I'm going to teach the passage this morning. I've kind of preached a lot of the passage earlier in another message. But I want to deal with this idea of God disciplining you, okay? So I want you to look at back at your Bible. Let's think about just a couple thoughts here. In verse number 6, it says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he in whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof are all our partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." In other words, you're an illegitimate child. You're not his. "Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?" Now, young people, I want to try to talk to you for just a moment to this idea of he's going to spank you sometime in your life. Now, we go through physical spankings where a person gets spanked. Anybody want to be my illustration this morning? Anybody at all? All right. It really should be a boy, not a girl. I got girls raising my hand because any boys? Matthew. Come on up here, Matthew. Thank you so much. Matthew, when I walked in with those paddles, looked at those paddles and his lip came out like, "You don't like paddles, do you?" All right. Now, I need you to help me illustrate this morning for just a little bit. All right. And listen, this won't hurt very much. All right. So when I came in and dad would spank me, here's what he'd do. He'd look at me. "Now, son, listen." And he'd explain what I did wrong. He said, "Son, listen, I just want you to know you did wrong. Do you know what you did wrong today? Okay. You're ugly. That's what the problem is. All right. So that's a sin against the rest of the clan here. You should not be so ugly. Should you be so ugly? No, you shouldn't say something. So, all right, so let's pretend that he did something wrong. Let's pretend that he hit his brother Daniel and hurt him. All righty? Did you hit your brother? Yes, you did. You hit your brother. All right, so now I got to spank you for lying. All right, so not only did you hit your brother, now you're lying, but you hit your brother. You hurt your brother. Did you hurt your brother? Pardon? Yes, you did. All right, good. All right, so you hurt your brother. Now, are you sorry that you hurt your brother? You're very sorry, aren't you? Right? Now, there's a punishment when you hurt your brother. You know what the punishment is? What is it?
Spanking.
Spanking, I'll tell you. So, now listen, you can't be spanking. I mean, you can't be hitting your brother. All right? All right, so I'm going to spank you, and I don't want you ever to do that again. You understand? All right, so put your hands on the thing, Lord's table there. Look the other direction. All right, now don't look back, okay? It hurts more when you look back. All right, you ready? Here we go. One. Two. Three. All right, and then Dad would look at me and he says, now listen, son, I don't want you ever to do that again, all right? You know what you did wrong? What did you do wrong? Hit your brother, all right? You can't hit your brother, all right? You're going to hurt the kid. He's fragile, all right? Hurt your kid, all right? Don't hurt him. So, and then my dad would usually pray with me. So we'd pray. Bow your head, close your eyes. Lord, would you please help Daniel? Help Matthew. Help Daniel too. But anyway, help Matthew, Lord, not to hit his brother. Help him to love his brother. In Jesus' name, amen. All right? And then he would pray. And then we'd go on with life. Now, young people, I want to tell you something. A spanking lasts just a little bit and it's over with. Sometimes God's spankings, they last a while because it's not necessarily just a physical swat that he's going to give you. All right, thank you, maybe seated. You know, as you get older, you're going to understand that God's going to discipline you in your life, and there's a reason God disciplines you in your life. And I want to talk to you about that real quickly from these verses on why does God discipline us? Why does he spank us? All right, now it's very clear in here. I want you to look at it real quickly with me. The first reason that God spanks us is very clear, is because we're his children. In verse number 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every what?
Son.
It's interesting that five times, just in verses 5 through 11, the word son is used. In between verse 5 and 11, three times the word father is used. He's given the illustration of a father-son relationship. Every child gets disciplined for disobedience if you're his child. All right, now, I know if we can separate the school setting for just a moment. In a church setting, I do not walk up to Caleb at church and say, come to my office, I'm going to spank you. I don't do that. Now, I could do that to one of my children because they're my own, but I'm not going to walk up to somebody else's child and say, go to my office, I'm going to spank you right now. Now, if they were my kids, I can do that. Go to my office. You're not going to do that. I'm going to spank you. But we do that for our own children. The reason God spanks you is because you're saved. All right. Now, if you're not saved, you don't have to worry about discipline. You know, sometimes Christians start looking at other people and they wonder, well, they get away with so much. They're in the world, they're doing their own thing, they're living their own life. How come they're getting away with it? Well, maybe because they're not saved, because God only spanks his children. The lost people are going to be spanked for eternity. Why? Because they're going to die and go to hell. So can you understand that when it comes to us as Christians, the reason God spanks us is because we're his child. If you're his child, he's going to spank you. You can't just continually disobey God. You look at discipline as a child to your earthly parent, and that's true. In other words, your parents tell you what to do, and you don't do it, you're going to get spanked for it. But can I tell you, there is a higher parental discipline, and that's God the Father. So when the Bible says, Ephesians 6:1, children, what? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In other words, God says, I'm commanding you to obey your parents. But as a child, you look at it as, well, I'm just, my disobedience is to my mom and dad. No, your disobedience is to God, because God's the one who told you to obey your mom and dad. So there's a higher parental authority, and that's God in your life. You know, some of you would not do wrong because you don't want your parents to either be disappointed or to spank you. But can I tell you, the bigger disappointment or the bigger spanking is not necessarily your mother and father. It's your heavenly father, because you're a Christian as a child of God. You're not going to be disciplined by God. Oh man, one day, you know, I won't have to obey mom and dad, and then I'm going to have to obey God. No, you have to obey God now. You have to obey God because he is your heavenly father. How many of you are saved? Raise your hand, you're saved. Then you're a child of God. When you accepted Christ as your savior, what does he say in John 1:12? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? Okay, so if you're a child of God, the reason God punishes you is because you're his. You know, we look at people out in the world and they live their lives for themselves. I mean, they sin, they're immoral, they drink, they do drugs, they do anything that appeases their flesh. And we think to themselves, how come they don't get punished? Because they're not God's child. The Bible calls them a child of the devil. Hey, can I tell you, God's going to discipline you. Why? Because you're his child. You belong to him. I have, I think, 6 in this room, I think, or 5 in this room. So out of all the kids, Sharon, Seth, Samuel, Silas, Stephen, Stephanie, Sarah, Susanna, Five of them are still living at home right now, and they're mine, all right? Even Samuel's in here too, but Samuel, all of those kids are my kids, and I have a concern that they do right because they're mine. Hey, can I tell you something? Your father has a concern that you do right because you're his. You're supposed to bring honor and glory to him. How many kids disappoint their parents because they dishonor their parents by their actions? You know, as Christians, we can dishonor God by our actions. So guess what God does? God says, you're mine. Come here, I'm going to spank you. Sometimes that spanking is, he takes things away from you. Sometimes it costs you money sometimes. Sometimes it costs you your health. I mean, when you look at the scripture, God did several different things to discipline his children. When he disciplined David, 70,000 people were killed because of David's sin. Because of David's sin with Bathsheba, the baby died. Because of David's sin with Bathsheba, he had to run like a fugitive from his own son, Absalom. I'm just telling you, God punishes in different ways. Why? Because we're his kids, all right? Look at the next thing. It's interesting. Not only because we're his children, but look at verse number 6. Read the first phrase, verse number 6 with me together. For whom the Lord loveth, all right, for whom the Lord loveth, he what? He chasteneth, all right? Another word, chasten, talking about to discipline. We understand that according to the scriptures that the reason God disciplines us is not only because we're his children, but because number 2, he loves us. That is hard sometimes for us to understand. And when you become a parent, you'll understand it maybe even more. Have you ever had a parent tell you when they're about to spank you, hey, I'm going to spank you and this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you, okay? Now, as a kid, I want to tell you, good, give me the paddle, okay? Because I want to tell you something. We think of the pain that is associated with that spanking that comes. And you know, that's hard for a parent to spank their children, whether you know it or not, it's hard. You say, man, they're upset with me, and they seem like they're enjoying it, okay? But you know, no parent enjoys discipline. No parent enjoys discipline. Can I tell you though, the reason we do it is because we love our children. This verse is actually in Hebrews, was first written in Proverbs 3, verse number 11 and 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither beware of his correction, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as the Father, the Son, whom he delighteth. Can I just tell you that the reason God punishes us is because he loves us? It's interesting that in Revelation chapter number 3, when he's talking to the church of Laodicea in verse number 19, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So in other words, God spanks us, God disciplines us, chastens us, because first of all, we're his children, but second of all, because he loves us. You know, we think of love as lovey-dovey, emotional, feelings, hugs, kisses. That's how we look at love. We don't look at love as, okay, put your hands on the bed and don't take them off. I'm going to spank you. But that's what love is, because love is discipline, because discipline produces something in our life. That's why God disciplines us. That's why he chastens us. All right. So we find, first of all, why does God spank us? Why does God discipline us? Number one, because why? Because we belong to him. We're his children. All right. What's the second reason God spanks us? Because he loves us, all right? And so we should be accepting of that. In fact, in this verse here, he talks about, he said, listen, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. He says, don't faint when you are rebuked of him. What's he talking about? He's saying, don't despise, don't disregard it. Oh, they're just doing that because they're mad. No, they're doing it because they love you. You know, they're doing that because, you know, they're venting. No, they're doing that because they love you. So again, when it comes to discipline, whether it's from our parents or from God the Father, we have to understand it's because, number one, we're a child of God. Number two, it's because he loves us, all right? There's a third reason God disciplines us. Look at your Bible again. Let me show you one more. Pick it up in verse number 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, in other words, your earthly parents, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits, in other words, our heavenly Father, and live? It almost gives the indication that God's going to kill you if you don't accept his correction. He says, and live. Look at verse number 10. For they, being our earthly fathers, for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. I knew that's what my mom and dad did. It's right there in the Bible. They spanked me for their own pleasure. All right? That's what God said. Now look at what the Bible says next. But he, our heavenly Father, what did he discipline us for? For what? For our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. So in other words, why does God discipline you? Why will God discipline you now as well as an adult? Because number one, you're his child. Number two, because he loves you. But number three, for your profit. In other words, it's your benefit to be disciplined. A person who is disciplined always has more character than a person who doesn't have discipline. You ever thought of that?
Hey, a kid that gets to do whatever they want, we call that a spoiled brat, right? A spoiled brat. You've heard me talk about Proverbs 22:6 before, where it says, train up a child in the way he should go. That word train means to narrow, all right? A spoiled brat has nothing narrowed. They get to do whatever they want. So what do? You have a mom and dad that says, no, no, no. They are narrowing your opinions and desires. They're narrowing those. They're training you to have self-discipline, all right? In other words, right now, they're saying no so that one day you will say no, all right? So that's part of training. You know what God does in our life? God says no. God says, no, I don't want you to do that. And you know what he says? It's for your profit that I'm telling you no. Hey, how many like ice cream? Raise your hand. Like ice cream? How many like to eat ice cream breakfast, lunch, and supper? Raise your hand. Did you know eating ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and supper is not healthy for you? So you know what your mom and dad say? You're not having ice cream for breakfast. All right? You know why? Because it's not good for you. It's not for your profit. Why does God discipline us in our life? God disciplines us in our life so that we can have the profit. What's the profit? Look at your Bible again. He says, verse number 10, "And but for our profit, that we might be partakers of his what?
Holiness."
All right, what's the word?
Holiness.
All right, good. Now look down in verse number 14. Follow peace with all men and, what's the word?
Holiness.
Okay, so if you don't have holiness, look at the last phrase, verse number 14. Say it out loud, ready? Without which no man shall see the Lord. So in other words, if I'm not holy, I can't see God. But yet holiness is part of the profiting of God disciplining in my life. In other words, God disciplines you so that you can have the profit or benefit of being able to see him, know him. Young people, I know discipline's not a fun thing, not an enjoyable thing. When I was in high school, they gave out that SWAT award every year at the graduation. You know how we give out our awards? They had a SWAT helmet that said SWAT across the front. One of those years, and they tally, every time you got SWATs, they kept tallies. At the end of graduation, my brother won the SWAT award with 58 SWATs for the year, and I got 56. Now, that's a lot of SWATs, okay? Now, I didn't deserve any of mine. My brother did, I guarantee you that, all right? And you know, those SWATs were discipline to teach us to do what's right. And you know what the discipline was for? Well, in a parent's situation, it's because I'm his son. You know what that's for? Well, because the authority, my parents love me. You know what that discipline was for? It was for my profit. You know, in your life, some of you sidestep discipline and you glory in getting away with things. All right? You think it is such a wonderful thing that you can sidestep the rules and, you know, not get in trouble. But what you don't understand is you're not profiting from that. You know the person who's profiting? The person who gets caught. You know who the person who's profiting? The person who gets spanked. That's the person who's getting profit. You think you're profiting because I didn't get caught, I didn't get spanked, I'm doing well. But you're not profiting from that. In fact, your character is getting worse from that because that's not true to life. So God says, hey, listen, I want to tell you, the reason I discipline you is because you're my child. The reason I discipline you is because I love you. The reason I discipline you, it's for your profit. Young people, you don't want to have an attitude when it comes to discipline. This is a bad thing. I was treated unfair. This shouldn't happen to me. Look at your Bible. Here's your response in verse number 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. In other words, you should not have an attitude, this isn't fair, I don't deserve this, I don't want this. Discipline is good for you. It's for your profit. It's what's going to make you what God wants you to be in life. The kid that has no discipline, has no chastening, is going to be a major loser as an adult. I want to tell you something. I've pastored long enough to see adults who can't keep a job. I've lived long enough to see families that are dysfunctional because of the leadership in the home. I've seen people who are chained to debt because they can't control their finances. And you know what it all goes back to? They didn't want discipline. They didn't want anybody telling them what to do. And so now they're living a life that's miserable because they've never been disciplined or chastened in their life. I don't know how old I was. I'm going to guess I was probably in junior high. Maybe a little bit older.
But I had, for whatever reason, come across Proverbs chapter 3. My son despises not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son him delighteth. I remember going, my dad was in his office, and I said, "Hey, Dad, do you love me?" And he said, "Yeah, I love you." No, he was there, it was just him and I. And I said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yeah." He says, "Why?" He says, "Well, I haven't gotten a spanking in a while, and that verse says, if you love me, you'd spank me." And he looked at me and says, "Do you want a spanking?" I said, "No." Now, that was kind of dumb, but it's funny. That verse, I just thought it meant what it meant. That if we're getting spanked, that means we're being loved. Hey, can I tell you, if you're a Christian, you're going to get spankings from the Lord throughout life. You don't want to discard them, despise them, or you can become faint because of them. You need to thank God that he cares enough for you, that he disciplines you. All right, so why does God discipline you? Number one, because you are his child. Number two, the reason God disciplines you is because he what? Loves you. And third of all, the reason he disciplines you is for what? For your profit. All right. Hey, right now, it's semi-acceptable for you to get demerits and get discipline. But I want to tell you something. You get to be an adult. You don't, but most adults don't like discipline. And they look at it all wrong. If you have a good acceptance of discipline now, you will have a good acceptance of discipline when you get to be older. And I want to tell you something. As a child of God, you don't want to be the person that just... Now, that we call them rebels, to rebel against the discipline, chastening hand of God. Because I'm going to tell you something, it'll make you a better person, better Christian, and it's for your profit. All right? Why don't you bow your head and close your eyes for just a moment.